Okay, this is Terry Smith interviewing Clifford Harrison on May 14th, 1984. Cliff, can you tell me anything about Lake Gaylord and the homes that were bought up?
Well, we've got quite a history.
That's what I've heard.
The house I live in, or was born in, is about 30 feet underwater, the foundation. Now, in those days, we never dreamed of any, you know, lake or anything. We didn't think it was possible. And of course, they come in with the surveyors, and they surveyed every inch of it, and then they began to buy up the land, and after they bought up a certain amount, they was just going ahead with it. That's all the whole story. People didn't want to sell.
People did not want to sell them?
They had to sell.
Oh, they had to?
They just took it.
Oh.
In other words, and they sell them in court.
Do they give them a pretty good price for it?
Not for these days.
Oh, no.
No, it was pretty low price for, you know, in comparison to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, each one sold out, and there was just no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
They told us they was going to reforest, and there was nothing said about lake at first.
Oh, so they didn't tell you. That's
what. So after they got a percentage, then they went on, and we found out there was going to be a lake. And of course, and they started in, built a dam, and
why don't you tell the number of homes?
There was about, well, from here, straight up the street here, with two side roads that
mm-hmm.
will go across.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're on the east side
okay.
of the lake.
Uh-huh.
Straight up. And I figure there's 13 houses, 13
wow.
places that they took.
All the farmland, were they farmhouses?
Well, small farms, mm-hmm. no big farms. And I think out of the 13, I think there's only two that was out of the water,
on
its foundation. So all the rest of them were either very close or foundations underwater right now.
Were the houses literally moved, the whole houses?
My brother's house was moved from up there down on the Seal Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, during the process, they built a new road around some of the way. Some of the way it's the old road, and where the old road was down into the water and went above. And I've forgotten just the date on this is 27.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's the finish.
Yeah.
And so that's about all I can say on that part of it.
Did you see anything of the building of the dam that they built, the big dam?
Oh yes, because we had to go back and forth here all the time.
Go back and forth near the dam?
Sure, the dam is right
over there.
You can see it. Right here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just, probably maybe 1,500 feet, but I thought it was much more than that.
Wow.
Right straight up.
So
of course, this down here is an overflow from the dam,
mm-hmm.
which they had last 2 years, 3 years ago, where the flood took out the bridges.
Yep.
And at the 38 hurricane, it did the same thing.
In 1938?
Got it all fixed up now a little bit in front here, but I guess I'll get that sometime.
Did it ruin any parts of the dam?
No.
No, the dam stayed?
You see, the dam is in
the spillway.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
The dam is a section between the hill this way, right straight up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go over a knoll.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what they call a spillway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was originally nothing but a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And a treacherous swamp at that, and some of the way it gets from right in the bottom there.
Oh no!
So they put the spillway there. Well, normally this brook down here was only just a little Well,
5 feet?
Bridge about that big.
Oh, wow.
And when the 38 hurricane came along, everything went. The trees and rocks, and this is all filled out here, this whole area, from what washed down above.
Did any houses? Were any houses affected?
No, no, it was all up through wooded mm-hmm. area. So that's where that happened. A lot of people thought the dam was running over, but it wasn't the dam at all. It was an overflow of the whole thing.
Oh, I see.
And of course, from here, the water comes from Nineveh, clear through into this lake on the upper
yep.
side. And it also comes in from up in north, up the brook down through,
mm-hmm.
Palm River,
right.
And then, of course, it goes back under the mountain and goes out New Haven.
Wow.
So
yeah, this Lake Gaylord is supposed to be extremely deep in some places.
Well, it's about, well, I think they figure it right here by the dam is about 90 feet straight.
Wow, deep. That's very deep.
Is, and of course, right out here, you look down there, you can see the original river bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Right straight up through. So that's way up. Just about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should tell her, like Uncle Roy's and their mill and so forth. And
well, of course, yeah. That comes under the question of people that had to get out.
Yeah, forced to get out.
And there was one family out of two that the house was left on high ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they left it for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. This is your uncle?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was Uncle Roy Harrison. And of course, they had a mill, grist mill. We used to get take our corn down, get it ground for cornmeal. And of course, in the days we lived up there, we was pretty much self-supporting.
You had a whole farm?
We had a farm, and not a big farm as fruits and vegetables.
Or dairy.
Uh-huh.
We had a small dairy for pretty much our own use. We made our own butter, we made our own cream for ice cream. And of course, in those days, we had, for refrigeration, we had to store our own ice.
Uh-huh.
And this mill I'm telling you about was a mill pond back of it, and that's where we used to cut our ice.
Oh,
cut our ice. The Uncle John's and Uncle Roy's, all three families, and sometimes Snow's lived over on Sea Hill Road.
Uh-huh.
We'd all get together and we'd put up our ice for the winter, for the summer.
Yeah, so every winter you went out and you cut big blocks like they do?
Yeah, we cut the blocks and each one carted them home. And at John's place, this is another place, this side of there,
mm-hmm.
on top of the hill. The ice house is the only thing left standing there.
Oh,
and a lot of people that have been up through there, they want to know what that building was. Well, that
it's
was
an ice house.
Ice house.
Wow. How big were they? I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, big in this room.
Oh, wow.
They used to pack the ice in.
Mm-hmm.
And put shortest between, leave like an insulation around the outside, put shortest between.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the ice house was built double wall and shortest between.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept us pretty much all summer.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, of course, we'll get the ice and put it in a little refrigerator. The other ones had they used a well.
Mm-hmm.
People put down milk and that rope.
Load it down in the bucket?
Load it down the bottom.
Wow.
So, and of course, that was one of these things you had to watch out for. That if you happen to get a heavy rain and the water rose in the well, you might
lose it. Wow.
But that's pretty much for that subject. And
well, how old were you about when the lake was being built? Were you young, like a small child?
Well, I was born in 1907.
Oh, wow.
He was 1920 and 1921 when the lake was being.
Was that a big thing? No, well, it must have been one of the biggest things going on then around town.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes, that was
the local hangout. Everyone would go down there.
There were things that I was looking forward to. I was getting old enough to
get married.
One of the projects we always had every year was to make make the sugar and make the syrup. And we had a lot of trees all coming up nice size, just what we wanted. Of course, they came in.
They leveled them off.
And at the time, it was discouraging.
Did you sell the syrup you made?
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
And we still go up there and we rent the trees and we still make it every year.
But before you didn't have to rent them, huh? They were yours.
We owned them.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Makes quite a difference.
Yeah.
And of course, our business was getting out wood and poles and some lumber. My uncle's Roy, the mill we talked about.
Roy.
He was in lumber business and pretty much all lumber. But we used to get out a lot of wood and deliver it from New Haven.
Wow.
And in those days we get $14 a cord delivered in New
Haven. $14, wow.
And today, if you get a little bit,
I know.
Probably 75 or 100.
Yep, 100, yeah, we have a wood burning stove.
So, that's, but anyway, we, of course, as I say, we had some livestock. And we always raised hay, and that was another project for income.
Mm-hmm.
We used to cart hay over the Benedict Coal Company over on Water Street.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, the hay was loose. We didn't have any bales or anything of that type. So you'd have to go over there, pitch on the road in the morning, take it over. They used to deliver, but I never drove a team to New Haven.
No.
By the time I was old enough to go, I got my license and I went with a truck.
Oh, that's handy.
That was the time when the trucks came in. But my brother-in-law and brother, they used to be my father. Go from here with a load of hay to New Haven.
Were the roads
team
good
horses,
to go?
With a team of horses.
Wow.
And they used to cut, well, we used to get out spirals and we got out these buoy poles for the oystermen. They used to use them to mark their oyster beds in those days. They had three kinds. We had what they call the boat stake.
The boats?
A boat stake.
Boat stake?
Those, they used to push them down in the mud. They'd be, or hickory, about that big around full length to tie their boats to. These are small boats, not...
Yeah, like boats. Little rowboats.
And oyster boats. And then they had other ones, what they called oyster stakes, were small dogwood, about this one. And, well, few other kinds of wood, mostly dogwood and hornwood. And they was made, used like in Fairhaven River, they put them in the, stick them in the mud to mark where they wanted to, their oyster beds.
Oh, wow.
And then the other ones were hemlock. We used to have to cut them, peel them full length, leave a tassel on, about this, well, nothing any bigger than that, about 4 to 6 inches.
Yeah.
And those, when they got them, they just flattened them a little bit, bore holes for them, and tie a rope in, then they had to use stone. Or anything from 100 to 150 pounds. And they drop that down, that would stick up like that out in deep water.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, they could have any length they wanted.
So is that what you did with your Uncle Roy?
Was no, that was all our own. That was on our own. We never, I don't think they ever got out of anything. Uh-huh. We used to have to cut those. And then, of course, as I say, we got out a lot of wood delivered to. Well, we would cook brick.
Mm-hmm.
We took a lot of wood to brick carts.
Oh.
In those days. Of course, now they use oil.
Was that a main source of income for you then?
Yeah, that was, I say this was income for
your
family.
Is this what you did when you got married, or was this more when you were a younger boy?
Well,
younger boy,
right up through.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, after I got married, other things was coming in. And
when you got married, you moved down here.
We'd already had to move out up there.
Mm-hmm.
And because we raised our own pork,
mm-hmm.
and bacon and ham, we always made our own.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, living was different than it is now.
Yeah. Did you go to?
It came after a while. Well, before we come down here, not too many years, there used to be a peddler come up with fish and meat, and they delivered the kerosene.
So that's how you got anything you needed that you didn't produce?
Yeah, well, we had to come down here at the store and get it.
Was that Bear's store? Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
Bear's store.
Yeah, Bear's store. Yeah. And of course, we had no electricity,
mm-hmm.
nothing. We did have a telephone. I don't remember when the telephone was put in. We had one of these on the wall.
Oh, yeah, I know those.
Wind it up. That's really the... And of course, we raised corn, wheat, rye, and oats.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing we used to get some income out of, we used to go around, my brother used to do, this is wrong with horses,
mm-hmm.
and do jobs of cutting grain. We had a reaper and binder. We'd cut it
and bind it
up in bundles,
mm-hmm.
which was, I don't know, anybody around here that had one like it. But he used to go all around town, even over North Guilford and different places. People
wow.
had grain they wanted cut, and that was another income. Of course, we had to do some things in income.
Are you any relation to Nathan Harrison?
Yes.
Yeah? He brought in, all right, 1911, you brought in a railroad, Shoreline Electric Railroad. He helped with that. Do you remember when that came in?
Well,
was that when
that
you were a young boy? You were
that really was my grandfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I had a brother, Nathan, too.
Oh, wow.
And he had a son, Nathan. He's in Florida now.
Oh, that's a nice place to be. So did that railroad help any with your lumber? Like, was that passenger railroad or was it freight?
Well, I suppose you're talking about the trolley.
Shoreline trolley.
Yeah.
And,
the electric railroad.
I remember it because I rode on it a couple of times, but not too many times. Because in those days, I don't know, I was pretty good age before I even went to New Haven. You know, we just,
mm-hmm.
well, after all, we start out from here and go to New Haven with a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a day's journey.
Oh, yeah.
And but yes, he was on there was some dispute between the trap rock
uh-huh.
and the shoreline trolley crossing down
trap
here.
Rock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they was coming around 1914, I think.
Yeah, about there, 1911 or something. For a date.
And, well, anyway, as the story I was told, they got together and they went down at night.
Mm-hmm.
And run that section of track through.
So Trap Rock couldn't do anything about it, huh? Wow, pretty tricky.
I don't know, that's just hearsay. But I know it was talked about quite a bit.
Oh, well, that's pretty interesting.
And, so they had, they had to do things in those days. But...
Have you got the right a thesis on this, or what?
Well, there's really no thesis. I just would love to know what North Grandpa was like, if you talk about anything you want. Let's see, what do you have any, childhood memories? What do you like to do when you're a kid here?
Will?
Well, he had two owls.
Well, yes, we had owls.
He had a deer.
We had a deer, and they had squirrels until one of them bit through my finger.
Oh, no.
Not
too good.
But, of course, in the wintertime, we used to get plenty of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody come up and plow us out. When we got out, we had to come down ourselves. We didn't know a snowplow or in those days.
Did you have to walk to school through that?
Well, I walked to Beach Corner School, which is about, not quite 2 miles from here.
Mm-hmm. Every day you walked?
Yeah.
Wow.
And now, what was the Beach Corner School? That is on...
You know where Marion Mutual is?
No,
You know Marion Mutual?
I recognize the name. I think she might be someone being interviewed, but I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Right,
she is.
Well, you know where Beach Street is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's on Beach Street.
Mm-hmm. My house.
Oh, okay.
Well, normally, we'd come down, we'll say the lake is around here.
Mm-hmm.
And we go from here, we go up, and we go around a sharp corner, and then we go up the hill, and we go right into that school.
Mm-hmm.
But when the water company took it, they stopped at what was John Harrison, my Uncle John's place.
Mm-hmm.
And they went into the, right through along the high ground from the lake.
Uh-huh.
And come out on what we always call Mailbox Hill. That was just this side of my Uncle Roy's place.
Uh-huh.
They cut through there, so it cut the school out.
So you had to take a long route round.
So what I used to have to do from where I live, mm-hmm. I come down and come up the hill and come straight down to the school.
Uh-huh.
You see, the school is over here and the road goes here. Like
oh, no.
But, yes, and then there was a couple of years, I don't know, it was 1 or 2 years, that the people that lived was Reed, by the name of Reed,
mm-hmm.
on the road that goes across. We used to go across from North Street to Seahill Road on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And
not the Seahill Road.
No, Great Hill Road, Great Hill Street. And it was a while that we was picked up where the school was.
Mm-hmm.
Horse-drawn school.
Oh, really? Picked up kids around?
Yeah, she used to come up through the woods and pick me up. And
Was
that when you went down to the center?
Yeah, that was when I was down here in the center.
Oh, center school, yeah.
But, that didn't last very long. We just had to go back. They went up. Of course, up there, they had 8 grades and 1 teacher.
Oh, wow. So you just went to 8th grade?
You went?
You just went to 8th grade?
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, are you any relation to Jerome Harrison?
Well, I suppose way back.
Way back, yeah.
Well, of course, he was only 8 in my family. I had 3 brothers and 4 sisters.
Mm-hmm. And that was a small family at that time?
Well, that was
good size, yeah.
And of course, when they sold out, Uncle Roy's, they went to Branford. Uncle John's, they went to Bantam.
Mm-hmm.
And, we all got separated.
Mm-hmm.
And we come down and stopped here, which is the last place we could get and not be home.
Oh.
And it kind of upset the whole, because there was quite a bunch of Harrisons up here. At the time we sold out, it was my brother-in-law, he had a house up there, and of course our house, and my brother, and then my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them, and there's quite a another Uncle Frank Snow over on Beach Street.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of separated the family.
Yeah, sounds like it. There's a lot of Harrisons listed in this book for the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. Do you remember any stories about any of that?
No, not really. That's a little bit ahead of my time.
Yeah, that's what I figured it would be. What about the World Wars?
Well, World War One, my oldest brother, he was a carpenter, and he went up in Middletown and worked in the shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
He was calling for help at that time, and of course, I was in between. Between the two, I was too young to go to one, and by the time World War II came, I had to register.
Yeah.
But I wasn't called.
Right. Yep.
Because I was too old.
Yep.
So I kind of got between the whole business. But
well, in a way, that was lucky, though.
Well, I hope they don't ever get anything like that again.
No, me too.
I don't like the way things are going.
I know.
I hope they don't do that.
Not too much we can do right now, I don't think. What about dating? Like, where'd you go when you dated? When you were younger? Was there a hangout where everyone went, or?
Some of the first ones was, I dated a girl over in Clintonville, East Haven, more than that. I got a sister that lives over there, Brockett, so you probably know them.
Where do they live?
They were over in the Port Clintonville.
Off of Clintonville?
Yeah.
I know Brockett's off of Clintonville.
But then I had another one from over, you know, as kids made over Cow Hill and Clinton. But then, of course, we met my wife, and yeah, we stuck together.
Was there a place that everyone went, though?
Was
there a place everyone went when they went out? You know, was there a special place?
We didn't go out too much like that. Yeah. Of course, when I was up above, you just couldn't go. I mean, they had chores to do, and my time was, when Saturday come, the folks always had something for me to do when they got out of school.
What kind of chores did you have to do?
Well, we had, generally had about 5 horses.
Wow.
Take care of, and then, well, maybe 6 or 8 cows. So, there was always something to do, and in the summertime it was hay to get, in the garden to take care of and help out. And if anybody wanted a job done, I usually had to go do it.
Did you help your Uncle Roy out at all with the lumber?
Well, not too much, no.
You just were involved with making the sticks for the clam beds and stuff?
Yeah, we had pretty much our own way of doing, because we did. We used to have to get out stuff and take stuff to the mill. But in those days, it took you longer to get the stuff down. Because today, you're doing the chainsaw, you know, you're doing more like that.
No.
You didn't get any one of these cross-cut saws, you know.
Uh-huh.
You cut a tree like that.
Takes a long time.
Takes a long time. No, in those days, there was no chainsaws or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All the wood we got out was, it was axe work.
Axe work, yep.
We didn't have, this goes sideways, right?
Right?
Right.
That's right. And to saw it up, we used to go out in the woods and get it. Bring it in and saw it whatever length the people wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of these gasoline engines with a saw on it.
Oh, really?
Wow. And they had those, but other than you.
Do you want to mention that there was two that went to court before they, and then they had the sale?
Well, of course,
two families.
Two families took the water company to court?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They wouldn't take the price. And
yeah.
So they, rather than take the price, they put it through the court. And the court had to, you know, tell them.
I don't think they got that much
more.
They
had to pay.
No, really?
Right. I doubt if they made too much on it anyway.
Oh, I didn't know.
By the time you push today, it's a different thing.
Yep.
Well, I just wished I had the whole thing back again right now.
Oh, you've wished it for a long, long time, dear.
Yeah. Of course it is.
You know, your childhood days, as you look back, they really are dear to you.
Yes, yep.
Of course, I also had sheep. I had, well, at one time I had 18.
Wow.
And those weren't, didn't bring in much money, but it was, you know, it was a start to do something.
Yep. So when you were married, you farmed more or less, and then you helped out with the clam bed sticks and stuff?
Well, yes, we kept on some of that.
Not much, though, but.
Then we,
your father was selectman, then.
Your father was selectman?
Yes, that was another thing. He was selectman. I got, well, at the time he went in, he wouldn't let me work on the road or do anything because I was, you know, I was just a young kid. And
yep.
The town wouldn't like it. But as time went on, I think he was selectman for 11 years.
Wow.
And this was all when the water company was up there too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it finally ended up, before I got through, I had to do all the road grading.
Well, that's the fact that came down here. So you see, you were 21.
Well, after I was
a grown boy.
When I was 16, they didn't want to. Of course, I left school when I was 16, and that's as far as I went.
Mm-hmm.
Which, maybe I can brag of it now, maybe I shouldn't, I don't know. But I'm still living there.
Yeah, my grandfather only went to 16 or 17, 18 around there.
Of course, in those days, he just didn't go to school.
Right.
And you take the businesses now, different businesses that have been running for years, it was all started by people that never had an education at all.
And they're all flourishing.
That's right.
Well, they've come to the United States with practically nothing, and they've made good.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the second hand part of it, in the first few years, and everything was done with four horses on a road grader, and those were never had any oil roads.
Yeah.
Those was out completely at that time. And we used to have to go, I got elected to run the road grade.
Oh, was that a good job or a bad job?
Well, I had to get out and get to work anyway.
But were the roads good, though? Were they in pretty good condition?
Well, some of the way there wasn't much road anyway.
Oh.
Of course, it was the Grange, Mr. Tolles, that got the roads to the state of Connecticut.
Mr.
Tolles? Oil roads
mm-hmm.
to the Grange.
Of course, that
road was where it improved.
Mm-hmm.
That was a project they called get the people out of the mud. That was the thing.
Get the people out of the mud?
That's right.
Oh, so they did this so people could get jobs?
Or no,
people can get better roads.
Especially in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so that you would have decent roads. Well, a lot of these roads up here in the spring of the year, when the frost come out, well, that was when the automobiles was beginning to come out.
Uh-huh.
You just couldn't get through. You just get down out of sight, that's all there was to it. And even after we had the truck, we used to have to take in the spring of the year when it was the roads was breaking up. If we had to get out with any roads or anything, used to have put a team of horses ahead of the truck and work the hills with them, because mm-hmm. once you got stuck, you couldn't do anything. But if you just could keep going, you managed to get by.
Oh, wow.
But now, I don't know of any road hardly anywhere that isn't an oil road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a town road.
Yeah. How were the roads going to New Haven when you had to bring the lumber and everything? Were they good? Or
were they some of them was oil at the time, of course, mm-hmm. way in the beginning. And
Route 80 wasn't that. Was really put through until, it was 1930 Route 80 was really built.
Really?
A good road now.
Yeah.
Because way back when they used to...
1930, the year we were married.
Wow.
They carried a lot of spiles for the gas house
mm-hmm.
over New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncles did too. We had a couple of teams. And what they used to do when they get over towards New Haven, Highlands of Cool.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have to stop one team, hook on to the others to get the four horses,
mm-hmm.
and go up the hill. Then they bring the four horses back and hook on in there and take that one.
Bring that one up. Wow.
And, you know, that was a long day.
I can imagine compared to now. That's different.
But people don't realize what you really have to do. And everything you did was, the team, you plant your garden and you mm-hmm. cultivated with a horse.
Mm-hmm.
You mowed your hay with a horse, mm-hmm. raked your hay with a horse. So, it really is, when you think back, but I don't know if I'd change it, I haven't done it over again.
Really, you liked it back then?
Yeah. I think we were just as happy then
mm-hmm.
as you are today.
Yeah.
As I look back on my childhood, we were happy. I mean, my brother and I, and then there was Phil Dudley and the Nelson girl, and
mm-hmm.
we were always together. We played together,
mm-hmm.
and we had such good times.
Mm-hmm.
But we never went anywhere. We didn't go to dances. We didn't. But we were happy.
Yep. Yeah.
I was brought up in Guilford.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Cabot Hill, near the old water tower.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Was there any differences between the attitudes with North Branford and Northford? Like, I've been hearing things about different attitudes. If you lived in Northford or if you lived in North Branford, it was a totally different thing.
Yes, there was always some friction. I know on the school, the North Branford had a school, they wanted one up in Norford, and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You're a Norford girl, aren't you?
Right.
But I think in the long run, I think, and of course on the road rating. They used to be divided. Norford took care of them up there, and before I went, I had to go to Norford and did the whole business all over the town. And that kind of, did you know people with Gerald Lindsley?
Lindsley, no.
Well, he was a second select man. And Mert Wright, he was another one.
George mm-hmm. Auger.
And George Auger.
Related to all the Augers here?
Yeah. That's would be George Auger Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everything we did, we had to do by hand.
Mm-hmm.
We had to shovel bring the truck in the sandbank and load it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out on the road and pile it up. In those days, they piled it right up in small piles.
Mm-hmm.
So far apart. And they'd come in with the oil
uh-huh.
and squirt the oil on, and then we had to get down and spread that
right
sand.
Yeah.
And normally it wasn't too bad, but you get a good hot 90 degree day and you get that fresh oil. But some of them couldn't do it. They just get burned on it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about your, when you were younger, like your teenage years, and you're still living with your family, how would you say you were economically compared to other families? Were you about average or?
Well, I think we were.
Average.
Yeah. Because we didn't earn much money and you didn't spend much money.
Right. You just.
Sure. When you figure the percentage,
mm-hmm.
now you earn a whole lot of money and you spend a lot.
That's true.
So, actually, the only thing different is you handle a lot of money now, and in those days you didn't.
Yep. Yeah.
Of course, for a long, up until I was married, I got $1 a day in my board.
Dollar a day? Wow.
And that was to get up in the morning.
Young people today would think that was
get
terrible.
Up in the morning, and go out in the barn and do chores, milk some cows and help with the horses and so on. Then go out and do a day's work, then come back and go in the barn and do chores again.
So is this while you were living at home, like when you
yeah.
were older? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my father died. My brother was 12, well, he's in 8th grade.
Uh-huh.
My mother died about 3 years before that. We lost both our mother and father.
Uh-huh.
The father, Ralph, was 8th grade. And that boy got up and milked 2 or 3 cows, took care of the chickens and everything, and walked 2 miles to school. Home at night. He was the man of the house.
At 12 years old?
Well, 8th grade.
8th grade. Oh,
13,
so.
I guess.
13. Wow.
Yeah. But he worked his way through college. He's, he had been all over the world. He was 2 years in the Philippines on a, he worked for, the last few years he worked for Arthur D. Little Company, the consultants,
mm-hmm.
and they
yep.
send them all over the world.
Wow, that's great.
And he was in India, he was in South America, he was in Nigeria, Algeria, Ethiopia.
Oh, wow.
But it didn't hurt him any.
No, that would better you, I would say. Definitely.
I still say he's retired in Guilford.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing things now. He's on the land trust and
were you able to attend church around here? Like, with because you were so busy, was church a big part of your life?
Oh yes, we went to church much. That was the home I was born in.
Oh, so that's the one that has the foundation under Lake
yep.
Gillard.
That's in the water.
That's good.
That is the dirt, the foundation under it.
Wow. Did they take the lumber from your house and rebuild it with that lumber, or did you have to start from scratch?
It was burned, wasn't it?
What?
Your house was burned, wasn't it?
No,
what
the barn burned.
No, the barn didn't burn. The barn is right down
well,
the
you mean that's the, yeah, that's the water company. They just tore them down and burned them up.
Oh, they burned everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they did move my brother's house because that was perhaps
on
Mill
Street.
Oh.
And they brought that down in the wintertime. They moved down the ice
uh-huh.
right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did they move it? They have horses for it?
They went?
How did they move it?
Well, they moved it. They rode it on wheels, and just like any other building. I don't know how they got it down to get it where it was.
That's interesting.
Your
house looks like this one, doesn't it?
Well, that's a big house.
Yeah.
No, his wasn't. His was more of a bungalow.
The barn there.
Mm-hmm.
It's this one over here.
Mm-hmm.
That now is down on the
Valley Road.
So did they take the barn down?
They took it down, yeah.
Oh.
Of course, the other barn was built differently building today.
Mm-hmm.
That was all modest and tenanted together.
Mm-hmm.
So you just take the sheathing off and drive your pins out and you stick it back.
Mm-hmm. disassemble it and then assemble it.
Put it back and show you, you know, to let it go and put it right up again.
Oh, that's interesting.
And, they used to have, in those days, they had barn raisings.
Yeah.
My Uncle John's barn, that was the original one, was struck by lightning and burned.
Ah.
So they built another one. And what they do, the carpenters go ahead and they get it all laid out.
Mm-hmm. The framework of it? The framework laid out?
No, they just take the timbers and cut them and mm-hmm. mortise this one in, tenant the other one, so they go together.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get the whole neighborhood together and they go down and they start and get one in and the other one, no time flat, it's all framed.
that sounds like the Amish do that, don't they? With the Amish.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful country.
Yeah.
No, that's, they don't frame anything that way anymore, as far as I know. I've never seen anybody
do
it. That's, I built quite a lot of places in the time, but, or help building.
Say
I've done more by hand than myself, you know. But I worked on them, and that's all just spiking together.
That would be interesting. That would be great if people still did that.
But these people that worked on that, those carpenters in those days, they made the, cut the box out like that, and this goes into it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they drill them for the pin.
Mm-hmm.
They use an oak pin about that big round sharp. Mm-hmm. And when they drill them so that this one is a little bit off from this one. Mm-hmm. So when they drive the pin, it pulls that right up tight.
Yeah,
most things
are
just
yep.
as tight as you always can be. But boy, they have to know what they're doing to get those drilled in. So they will pull.
Yep.
When did you get out of school?
June 20th.
Oh, God.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Snow day. But you haven't got snow days to make up.
No, I don't think we had anything to make up.
No, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the the Connecticut Tercentenary Parade.
Oh,
Tercentenary? Yeah. In 1935?
Yeah.
The one that went through North Brantford? I know there was a celebration here.
Yeah.
Oh, they had...
I don't know, I kind of forgot. Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at.
I worked on dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Church. Oh, they had a pageant. Harry Booty did a lot in that.
Uh-huh.
This is Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a parade. It was a big day. But I didn't see that much of it because I was busy.
Oh.
At the church.
Yeah.
Really.
Did you have big celebrations like that on holidays with your families? Like on Christmas?
Yeah. You know, they're always doing something.
Yeah.
Down the church.
The church was the meeting place?
What?
Church was the meeting place? Or the big place to go?
Well, we had the town hall and...
Beersy's Hall,
and that was way back.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we belonged to Grange at one time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was master of the Grange the year that we got mm-hmm. this oil road bill through.
Really? Wow.
And we did quite a lot of work on that. With Hartford.
Well, state range. It was through the state range.
Well, yes, it was through the state range. Yeah, but,
Mr. Tolles was state range, master of the state range.
Mm-hmm.
But the individual rangers had to
yes.
back up the state.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, they had to.
It's dirt road. Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's been.
You were master of the Grange the year we were married. And he was master, for 3 years. 3 years,
you can't remember all the things that happened.
Know what you mean. Well, thank you. This has been very interesting.